Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. This is Jeannie tonight. It is Monday night. Let's see. It is April the 12th. We're almost halfway through this month, and goodness, doesn't time fly by anymore. Anyhow, I want to welcome each and every one and just tell you how much I appreciate you and thank you for taking your time, which is time is so valuable these days, that taking your time to be with me. I truly, truly appreciate it. Now, anyone that is listening by computer that would like to call in and get prayer, the guest call-in number is 319-5. 877-527-6027. And if you want prayer, be sure and click 1 on your phone. That puts your hand up so that I know that you want to speak with me. Anyhow, welcome, 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 each and every one. And I just welcome you to PGN. Thank you for being here. I want to talk tonight about obedience brings blessing, and it opens the door to fruitfulness. You know, the old saying, hindsight's 20/20. You know, and I was recalling some things. I opened my Bible this afternoon, and when I opened it, it flipped to Hosea chapter 14. I'll just go ahead and read that right quick. I was going to read it later, but I'll read it now. And it's about repentance. This particular chapter, it's about Israel and how Israel had strayed, and the Lord was talking to Israel about coming back, about repenting, about cleansing their life and the blessing. But and the name of this particular chapter is actually called Repentance to Bring Blessing. And it says, "Return, O Israel, to the Lord your God. Your sins have been your downfall." Isn't that true? "Take words with you and return to the Lord. Say to him, forgive all our sins and receive us graciously, that we may offer the fruit of our lips. Assyria cannot save us. We will not mount war horses. We will never again say our gods to what our own hands have made. For in you the fatherless find compassion. I will heal their waywardness." Now this is the Lord talking. He says, "I will heal their waywardness and love them freely. For my anger has turned away from them. I will be like the dew to Israel. He will blossom like a lily. Like a cedar of Lebanon, he will send down his roots. His young shoots will grow. His splendor will be like an olive tree. His fragrance like a cedar of Lebanon. Men will dwell again in his shade. He will flourish like the grain. He will blossom like a vine, and his fame will be like the wine of Lebanon. O Ephraim, what more have I to do with idols? I will answer him and care for him. I am like a green pine tree. Your fruitfulness comes from me. Who is wise? He will realize these things. Who is discerning? He will understand them. The ways of the Lord are right. The righteous walk in them, but the rebellious stumble in them." Man, what a powerful scripture. What a powerful chapter. You know, the Lord's talking about how much he wants to bless his people. But the sinfulness, they get off track. They get into rebellion. They get into belligerence. And it sends them down a path that they don't want to go. It sends them down a path that brings destruction. It brings harm. It opens the door for the enemy to steal from us. You know, and we can look back sometimes through our life when God was wooing us and bringing us on, was establishing our steps on the path that he had for us. And many times we can look back and we can see how the enemy began to set traps, began to just try to distract us, bring division in a family where there is great anointing and great purpose. We can see many times, even from the beginning of birth of children and things like that, the beginning of a marriage, where the enemy will try to come in to bring strife and division because of the tremendous purpose and the tremendous destiny that is on a family or on the individual in the family, and the devil will try to bring things. And it's so easy, as we ask the Lord for discernment and for understanding, it's so easy then, as God opens it up, to see, you know, as we're looking back, it's like, oh, I see what the enemy was trying to do, or maybe what the enemy did succeed in doing, because God was working in my life. God was bringing good things, and we learn from it. You know, we can't change the past, but we can certainly look back and become more aware. We can become more discerning about how the enemy works and how God works. I have many, many examples I could give, but I can remember I was 12 years old. Now, I was raised in church. I was full gospel all my life. My mother and dad were, you know, mom was spirit-filled. Now, dad actually didn't get saved till dad was later in life. but his parents were saved and spirit-filled. But I was raised around that all of my life. I knew about miracles from as early as I can remember. I was around people speaking in tongues. I was around the manifestation of prophetic and things like that. That was just a normal part of life for me growing up. But don't you know, you can be in church all your life and still not be saved, you know, because it becomes part of your normal. It's like, yeah, it's normal to go to church. It's normal to listen to this, but you can sit in church forever and never really give your heart to the Lord. But at any rate, I was 12 years old when I remember doing a revival. There was just such a tremendous anointing, and the Lord was drawing me. And a special speaker there called Brother Guidry. I can see he's with the Lord now, but I can still remember him. And I remember the presence of the Lord drawing me to the altar that night and going down and giving my life to the Lord at 12. But, you know, even though I gave my life to the Lord then, I still didn't have a real awakening to the Lord, in a sense. And by that, I mean, when I was like in the latter part of my 13-year-old year, I remember the Lord drawing me to worship. And by doing that, I mean like songs, music and songs, certain songs. I had bought a record, or a friend had given me a record, actually, of a lady that was out in California, and it had such a beautiful song on it, and it was so anointed. And it would just grab me by the heart, you know, and it would just draw me into worship. And I just remember it touching my life. I remember sitting and listening to that in the living room of our home there. You know, we had a den, and then we had what you call like a formal type living room where I could go in and shut the door and listen to that and just weeping before the Lord and just feeling his presence. And then going out at night after it was dark and just walking and looking at the stars and looking at the sky and praying to the Lord and just not really even knowing how to pray, to be honest, as a kid like that, but just talking to God, because when you're 13 years old, it's like, he's God. He hears everything. So just talking to God and feeling his presence and this feeling like angelic presence around me. But, you know, when God's working in our life and he's drawing and he's developing these things within us, the enemy also sees, and he's always trying to trip us up. But I remember, I think I was, as I just started junior high, what would I have been, maybe 14 or starting to turn 14, something like that. Wasn't really dating yet, but, you know, was old enough, I guess, that like if they had little functions, you could have a little boy go with you or something. But I remember this boy that I didn't know. I had been in school with him, but I didn't know him personally a whole lot. But he was a boy that you would consider one of the popular kids, so to speak. You know, he was a doctor's son and made excellent grades and had some, you know, had family and stuff in the school, just, you know, would consider came from an influential type family. But I remember him trying to get me to date him. And I just didn't, I just was like, you know, he was a nice looking boy and whatnot, but it was like, no, just didn't feel it, you know, and kind of put him off. I didn't really know how to just say, I'm not interested. I was kind of like, I'm busy, you know, that sort of thing. And I remember over the next few weeks, three different times, you know, and I kept thinking, what is the deal? You know, you and I've never even really talked. Why are you, you know, asking me, you know, to go with you? And he kept coming back, and I just kind of kept saying no, you know, politely, but saying no. And so finally he went on. But it was so odd, I realized later, 3 or 4 or 5 years later, I remember overhearing some girls talk that knew him, you know, that were friends of their family and all that, saying that young man had gotten into black magic when he was young, probably about that time in junior high. And I thought, oh, Jesus, thank you for sparing me. There's no telling what I could have gotten into had I got around somebody that was into that, you know, types of spells and various things. I mean, Lord knows. But, you know, even people that are into the occult, many times they're able to sense, you know, the gifting of God's that's in someone or any. Sometimes they'll be drawn to those that God has chosen because the enemy is trying to pull them off track. But, you know, that's a small example, but I can look back now And I thought, how odd, because at the time I thought it so odd, because I thought, you and I've never really even talked. Why are you pursuing me so much? And then later, after overhearing those girls say that he had gotten into black magic, I thought, oh, Lord, I understand. Because at that time I was really seeking God and learning to fall in love with the Lord, and God was drawing me and developing things in me and teaching me how to worship, and the enemy was wanting to thwart that. And he does that with, you know, he does that with very many, you know. But some, the enemy many times will try other tactics. It was maybe that summer, I guess, we were in a church. The pastor of our original church had passed away, and we moved to another church, and the pastor of that church had a son that was just a few years older than me, anyhow, a teenager as well. And he began to pursue me some, and we dated a few times. I was still too young to really, you know, to truly date. I think I was just turning 15. But then I remember there being confrontation in the church because there being another girl that was older than me chasing him. And, of course, my mom was like, forget that. But, you know, it's like if the enemy can't draw you one way, then he'll try to cause distractions in another direction. Of course, luckily, you know, praise God, I was always distracted with horses anyhow. So certainly at that age, boys and dating and things like that were not at the top of my priority list. My horses were still at the top of my list. So stuff like that, it would kind of, you know, like water off a duck's back pretty much. And very quickly I'd forget and move right on. And that was all of it. But I still, looking back, I can see, I was like, okay, I see where the enemy was trying to trip me up or to get me off track. And he does that with others if we become aware. But see, when we're seeking God and God is drawing us and God is keeping us, you know, and he's developing things in us and we're learning how to hear God and we're learning how to truly obey God, because we've got to be able to hear his voice to obey him. We have his word, yes, but those specific things, those specifics, when we're involved in something, when God's, you know, the Lord will lead you even in who your friends are. God will lead you in where you work, in where you live. He'll give you specifics on the timing of things, you know, where that, you know, he might say, okay, I want you to get some of your songs recorded, but it may be at a specific time or with a specific person. And just any manner of things, you know, God may have you switch jobs, but there would be a timing involved where that it's for your most blessing, you know, because I have found that when God works in us and when he really has his way, that he will bless everyone involved. He will bring blessing all across the board. You know, I've seen the Lord do that at times in some of our cattle deals, where that maybe the person we bought from, the person we sold to, the ones that we have, the children that showed, that God would bring a blessing to everyone across the board so that no one lost. But everyone came out a winner. Everyone made money. Everyone had success. Everyone was able to be shown favor in a deal, so that it just worked out the best for everyone. I have seen God do that at times, and it's always so amazing to me how he does that. And, you know, because typically when you think of when it comes to buying and selling and things like that, somebody does really good and makes some money, and somebody maybe pays too much or sells too cheap or things like that. But I've seen the Lord work where that it was like everybody involved was blessed. But, you know, and going back a little bit, when I was a kid, I noticed during that time. Now, to be honest, I always made pretty good grades. But I can remember during that time that when I was seeking the Lord, it was like there was a period of time when I had really drawn aside of just spending time with the Lord and learning how to worship. I remember noticeably my schoolwork being super easy, you know, and being on the honor roll and stuff like that. It was like with no effort, I was making really good grades. And I remember noticing it. It was like, you know, it's like, wow, you know, this is seeming too easy almost. And then, of course, later I... you know, I did move into to dating and doing some other things and got distracted like so many teenagers do, and even got out of line with the Lord some and things like that. And that did not stay. But I just remember in looking back, it was like, Lord, I can see the blessing of God that when I was walking in obedience to the Lord and when I was seeking him and I was seeking his presence and just spending time with God, how the blessings of God began to come. You know, the Lord, he'll speak to us in dreams and in songs. He'll speak to us through the word of God, and he'll speak to us through people. You know, in those times so often when if we get a little off track, if we get distracted, God's always drawing us back. He's always calling us back to his heart. You know, he will send those to encourage us. Or many times it'll be just a one-on-one God himself. You know, the Lord will come and come to you in dreams and speak to you. Or just like he did with me, there'll be a song he'll put in my hands, a song that just draws my heart and causes me just to call out to him and to want to be with him. And just woos us back. You know, when the enemy does something so often, it's almost like trying to force you, trying to pressure you to do something, trying to pressure you to make a decision, trying to pressure you into making a wrong choice. But see, God, he never pressures us. He always woos us. He always calls to us. But he never infringes on our right to choose. He's God. But I was thinking today, and it was just kind of funny to me. You know, I've heard people say, oh, he's a kept man or she's a kept woman. Of course, when they say that, they're usually talking in the terms of someone that's, like a sugar daddy or something like that. They mean it in a derogatory terms. But I thought, Lord, I'm a kept woman in the sense that I'm kept by God. I'm protected by God. I'm loved by God. And you are too. If you belong to the Lord, he's keeping us and watching over us and blessing us. And just like he was telling Israel as he was speaking in Hosea, he was letting them know that with repentance and with getting back on track with the Lord and no longer trying to serve other gods, which there aren't any gods, other gods really. You know, they were making things with their own hands and then worshiping them, which has never made any sense to me. But he was like, come back to me. Let me bless you. Let me bring fruitfulness into your life. Let me put you on track to your very best life. God has purpose and he has destiny. Just like in Jeremiah 29, it says, I know I say this scripture a lot, but it's because I just love it. It says, for I know the plans I have for you to do you good and not harm, to give you a hope and a future, says the Lord. That's God's plans. That's God's heart for us, is to bring us into blessing, to always be overshadowing us. You know, we want to stay under that umbrella of protection. You know, it's just like parents are with little children. You know, parents that love their kids, they teach them to stay out of the road. You know, it's because they won't get run over. They teach them to, you know, don't touch the stove because it's hot. The things that they're teaching them are things for their own good, things that will keep them safe. You know, when the child's learning how to walk, yeah, they're going to let them walk and allow them to fall down and allow them to get back up because that's a part of the process. And God, too, allows us to go through situations at times for our growth, not for our harm, not for anything to hurt us, but for us to have opportunity to grow in patience, to grow in strength, to grow in faith, you know, to grow in learning how to even inspect our own hearts, how to self-inspect and say, okay, are my motives right here? Or are my attitudes right? Am I getting offended or am I getting angry with people? Am I being controlling? Am I only loving people and enjoying people when they're doing something for me? Or am I loving people and being kind to people even when I have nothing to gain from it? See, all of those things are things we have to inspect our hearts and our motives. And we have to look into, you know, look into our relationships and say, how have I acted? How have I reacted in these situations? Have I been a consistent friend? You know, have I been a loving sister or loving mom? You know, have I been a good wife? Have I been supportive? You know, have I been willing to work to do 50-50 in a relationship and be willing to give as well as graciously take at times, you know, and I won't say take, but, you know, there's just give and take in all of it, and because it is a relationship. Well, I know I have kind of bounced around a little in this, but it's about obeying the Lord, because he's trying to guide us and he's trying to teach us and he's trying to get us to that place of blessing and keeping us under his umbrella of protection, keeping us within those parameters that he's leading us and guiding us, because he sees it all. He knows what's out there. He knows what's ahead. He knows what's behind. The Lord is fully aware of the schemes and the devices of the enemy to try to get us off track, to try to break our heart, to try to get us worried about finances or worried about relationships and whatever else he can do, just anything to distract us and keep us from hearing God and having the best life that God has for us. So I hope that you got something out of that. I hope it blessed you. And if you get time, even go back and read Hosea 14 yourself and just ask the Lord to open up things to you that maybe you need to consider and talk to God about. In areas, all of us have areas that is like, Lord, you know, I told God even today, I was like, God, I don't want to make any more mistakes. You know, I feel like I've made enough mistakes in my life that have cost me at times that blessings were lost and, you know, just some opportunities missed. And it's like, I don't want to do that anymore. You know, I don't want to, even in just the busyness of life, it's not always in bad things. Sometimes it's just in the busyness of life that we become so consumed with just trying to make a living or just trying to keep a home and things like that, that we, you know, we miss out on blessings that God's trying to give us. And so, you know, take time to pull aside with the Lord and to inspect your heart and inspect your relationship. Just say, God, show me. Lord, show me areas that need to change. Show me areas, Lord, that maybe are even generational curses and generational things, because things that we're raised with, very often we don't notice them because it seems like a normal part of life to us. So, Lord, I just thank you tonight, Lord, for your word, and I thank you, Lord, for your revelation. God, I thank you for your precious love and guiding us and caring for us, and, Lord, that your plans for us are always good. And, God, I thank you that even when we fall short, Lord, even when the enemy has tripped us up and caused us to stumble, that you're always there drawing us and wooing us and calling to us and Lord, picking us up and helping us to get back on track, Lord, that you're always chasing after us with your grace and your mercy and your goodness and always wanting the very best for us. So, Lord, I thank you for your love, and I thank you, Lord, for just touching our hearts, Lord, and Lord, maturing us. Lord, helping us to see all of your goodness and all the blessings you have for us. And Lord, helping us to recognize when evil is trying to knock at our door. Or Lord, even just when old habits and things that we were raised with, Lord, that they tend to draw us off course, or we tend to fall back into worry or trying to be depend on ourselves rather than depend on you. Lord, build our faith. Build our faith, Lord, and draw us with your love, for love never fails. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. I'm going to play another song right quick while I write down all the phone numbers, and then we'll start taking callers.
Shall always be my song of praise. my liberty. I do not know just why he came to love me so. He looked beyond my thoughts and saw my need. I shall fall.
And his goodness. That was the very song, different singer, but the very song when I was 13 years old that the Lord began to draw me and began to teach me how to worship. Well, we are ready to take callers. Remember, there's a few that are listening that you don't have your hand up, so just be sure if you want prayer, be sure to put your hand up tonight. And we will start with the first call here. Let's see. 205-531. Is this Miss Julia May?
Yes, it is.
How are you doing tonight, hon?
Yes, ma'am.
Good, good. You're a little bit hard to hear, like you might be a little far from your phone, but
hold on.
Hopefully, there you go.
Okay.
Sounds a little bit better. All right. I know sometimes when we get our phones put on speakerphone, it'll make it a little hard to hear because I do that myself.
Yeah. Well, I'll be trying to hear, and like you always have trouble.
And you never know about these computers. Oh, Lord, I know it.
Right.
Well, Father, I thank you tonight for Julia May, Father, and I just thank you. I hear the word rest, Julia. I thank you, Father, for the rest, Lord, that you're bringing to Julia May. Lord, how she has stood in the gap, and, Lord, she has fought. She has fought for her daughter, Lord. She's fought for her family, Lord. She has fought to remain in faith, Lord, even at times when things looked dire, when things looked troubling. Father, that she has stood up on your word, even though at times it would almost look like evidence that was otherwise, God, she has stood. And, Father, I thank you, Lord, how you have rewarded her and are rewarding her. Lord, that you said those that faint not, they shall be rewarded. And Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for pouring out your love and pouring out your restoration, re-energizing Julia May. Lord, Father, I thank you, God, for the joy that comes in the morning. See, weeping endures for a night, but joy comes in the morning. And Father, I thank you, Lord, how that you have been re-infusing her with joy and bringing joy, Lord, as she has seen the recovery of her daughter. Lord, as she has seen even her prayers be answered. Lord, I just thank you, God. The word says that, like disappointment would be the word I would use. I would have to look up the scripture. It drieth the bones, but how that when our prayers are answered, how it's like a spring of life that comes up within us. And I just see like the life of God being breathed back into you as you have stood through a long battle, and it's not over yet. I realize that, but you have gotten over the most difficult part of that. Y'all have come through that, but God has shown himself faithful, and God has shown you that his word is true and that you can depend upon him. And I just see God speaking to you to rest in him. So allow yourself to be reinfused with his energy, to be refreshed in him. And it's like I can see you pushing back the voices of the naysayers. You know, and sometimes that doesn't mean always that sometimes if people or relatives and family and things like that, if people that are real negative, we're not always in a situation that we can separate ourselves from those people. But we are able to push back their voice as far as not letting it influence us and not have any real bearing on our emotions or on our beliefs. And it just seems like I can see you with your hand out, you know, like a policeman does at a stop sign or something, you know, how to put it of like, I'll not receive that word, those words. I'll not receive that kind of negativity in my life. I'll not receive that into my heart, and pushing those things back. Because sometimes people don't really realize what they're saying. You know, they'll blurt things out or they say something, and they'll say things off the top of their head that they haven't really thought it out what they were saying. And, when we're standing, you know, the enemy will use even the voice of good Christians. You know, when people are not aware, I mean, we all see that from time to time, even those that are full of faith and love the Lord, that occasionally the enemy will speak through them, just like he did with Peter of, surely you'll not die, Lord. And the Lord rebuked him and said, get behind me, Satan, that we recognize, regardless if it's someone that we admire or someone that we have great faith in, to recognize the words or the voice that would try to discourage us or try to weaken our faith or try to be just an affront to what we've been standing for. And I just see you being able to, and you may already do this very well, but I just see you being aware of things like that and having the discernment to say, I'm not receiving that. I'm not listening to that.
Right.
And pushing those things back so that it would not try to plant a seed of doubt in your heart in any way, or not even try to come against your joy, because the Lord is in the process of restoring your joy into a greater way, of bringing your joy to a higher level, and the peace and like a contentment of God in you. God is working on that. I just see, Lord, bringing just a greater joy and a more of a contentment. That feeling of I can rest in God, I can trust God, and you know how when you don't, you know, it's kind of like if you got a bill coming and then I've got some money coming from that. It's how you just don't even think about it. You don't even worry about it. It's just a feeling of, oh, yeah, that's covered. And God working that in you, oh, God's got me covered. God's got me covered in situations so that you're able to be at rest and be at peace and have that secure feeling. It's a secure feeling of, you know what, everything's okay because God's got this. But in the process of God working that in you and building that in you, that you're also going to have to be very aware, and I feel like that you are very aware of pushing back and not letting any of that stuff attach to you when those around you might be trying to come in with some negativity or don't know, you know, so-and-so or such-and-such, you know how they'll do sometimes. But just being able to press that back so that that would be like water off a duck's back, it would not really come into your bubble, so to speak. It would not come in and try to attach itself to you and try to disturb your peace. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord, that you are her provider, Lord, that you are Julia May's provider for her and her family, and Lord, that you have upheld them and have sustained them, and Lord, that you have brought healing and are bringing healing. Lord, I thank you for your faithfulness, and God, I thank you, Lord, that you are showing Julia May that you're trustworthy. Lord, that you hear her prayers and that you care for her and you love her, and Lord, that you're trustworthy. That even at times when it looks like it's getting a little tight or that situations are seeming like they drag on, because we all go through that. Me too. I mean, there's times, there's situations that have just drug on and on and on, and those are the times that you just have to kind of keep refocusing your belief in that God is good and that he's faithful and that he won't let us down and that he will bring us through every situation. So, Lord, I just thank you for working that in Julia, Lord, and that you're growing that, you're expanding that. And, Lord, I thank you for the testimony, Lord, that she shall have in all of this. And, Lord, I thank you for others being able to see through her life your faithfulness, God. Lord, that it'll be a testimony to those around her, those even in her own family, God, of your faithfulness. Lord, I just thank you for it. I thank you. I just see the biggest smile upon your face when God comes through in these situations, and not saying I told you so, but just that feeling in your heart of, I told you God was good. I told you God was good. So, amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, is there anything in particular that you want prayer about, Jimmy?
I just said what you were talking about, the devil tried to tell me, because like I told my friend yesterday, she said, oh, yeah, I need to hear that. She's a minister. I said, I can't complain. I said, he done too much for him. I said, I can complain, but I can't. I said, right. Then I turned around, I said, my faucet was leaking. Then I said, it rained. I didn't know it was leaking in the back bedroom. I said, Jesus. I said, I had already, my unit went out, and they said I need a motherboard and the heat element. Exchange them. So I'm trying to get somebody to fix that. So now it's the roof, and then turn around. I got my unemployment. They wrote me a letter, said it had canceled. I said, oh, no. I said, I ain't falling for that. I said, God, you said you'll keep me. I said, you know already. I said, you know what I'm about. You know all this is going to happen. I said, well, you got to fix your leak. I said, you got to give your daughter some money. I said, stop that drip. And I said, we got to get some air so we won't burn up. My friend said, she said, I needed that. I said, he said he'll keep it. We just trust him.
Yes.
And I said, because he know all about it. He said, I just do my part. And I went to church yesterday because Jumper with me, and she was just a clapping. And I told him, I told my pastor, I said, come on here, look at your little miracle child. And had some of my church members. I said, honey, that's a miracle right there. I said, some people playing with this COVID. I said, you looking at her. I said, for somebody that been on a ventilator. And I said, and had sepsis and both lungs full of pneumonia. I said, then plus they caught pneumonia twice since then. I said, she got a peg line. They had to do that tray. I said, unfortunately, she aspirated. They lost her, but they brought her back. They had to give a lot of drugs. That was the main thing. He said, we lost her. He said, we had to put a lot of drugs to open them lungs back up. And that's the second time she have aspirated like that.
Wow.
And the doctor told me before, he said, no oxygen going in the air. In her lungs, no one coming out. He said, I had to give her a lot of drugs. I said, so I know God is keeping. He said, she's a fighter, and he's fighting with her. And I said, I told people, I said, you don't listen to these people telling me this virus is the joke of flu. I said, that's a miracle right there. I said,
yes, you
can get somebody who's in a coma, in the COVID ward, sitting up looking at TV. They don't sit there looking at no TV. They couldn't even believe it. They said, they ain't never seen a person. And the doctor said, this girl shouldn't even be conscious. He said, I don't know how she walk with 30% oxygen. I said, she won't walk. I said, I was pushing. She was fighting. I said, but God was there. I said, no, he keep. I said, you know, he blesses. All our blessings, like I said, and healing won't be here, but it's going to be in heaven. I said, but she's a testimony. He'll take care of it. And so, yes, you know, just
she's a testimony to the doctors and all of them.
Yeah, you know, but nine times they just look at it and say, what? And like I said, now she's eating and, you know, she got a tube and she eating with a boy thing. She walking. They said, she can walk? I said, yeah. When she left the hospital, they said, can she walk? I said, yeah, she can walk. They said, they didn't know. I said, they never got out the bed. And so he said, well, he couldn't open the wheelchair. And we were sitting there. He said, I don't know how we're going to get it. I said, I don't know how to whip the chair. He said, well, he said, can she walk? I said, yeah. He said, well, we turned around. She was getting off that stretcher, like he said. Oh, no, I'm getting off this thing. Y'all ain't finna put me back in there, take me to the hospital. He looked. He said, she can walk. I said, yeah. I said, they can't believe it when the, you know, the physical therapist came. So we're going to do this there, you know. Try. I said, she can walk. He said, oh. And the speech lady said, ain't nothing I can do. I come to teach her how to say, ah, and all that. She said, she passed that. I said, yeah. I said, she's talking. So they just amazed. So they said, well, it's me coming back. So if you have a problem, let me know. And the physical therapist said, well, she doing good. So she walking around. They were looking for her. I said, she there standing right there. He turned around and looked at her. She can walk? I said,
that's amazing.
So they
just
amazed. They said, oh, my.
That's been a testimony to those doctors and nurses. Yeah. That's been a testimony in that hospital.
Oh, yeah. Because like that doctor said, he said, I told two more nurses, she said, I've been a nurse 40, 140, 45. They said, I've never seen about 30% oxygen be conscious. She said, ma'am, I ain't never heard of that. My cousin, she said, man, they only want you to get down to 90. She said, girl, but 30, she said, that won't nobody but God. I said, I know it. But 30%,
absolutely.
She have no oxygen. So people,
God,
you know,
is awesome. Now, when no one else can get any glory for it, that's when God shows himself big.
Yeah.
You know, when it's beyond what man can do, that's when God does his greatest work. Because then no one can deny it's anything but God.
Like I said, they came up, but they kept saying, she kept coming up, kept waking up, and the man said, And the doctor said, she woke up. He said, yeah. And he... he had to give her something else and knocked out three more times. And he said, I know, I didn't see her leg move. I said, yes, she did. And when she went up there to cover war, she woke up. The lady said, she turned around, bathed, and she was waking up. And they kept trying to. So I said, no, she's coming out. I said, she's a fighter. Well, I said, God said she's a fighter. He's fighting with her, and he fought with her.
Yeah, God's fighting with her. God's standing there and keeping her.
Yes. Because a lot of folks, unfortunately, didn't pass it. And they have not gone through half of what she went through. Because I've lost some friends and family that, you know. So, you know, he can keep us. I just trust.
Yeah, for sure. Well, Lord, we just thank you, Father, for providing for every need of Julia May. Father, Lord, the finances that she needs for the AC unit, Lord, and for the roof and the leak. And, Lord, even bringing forth, Lord, those people that would be the connections that she needs, or the workers that would give her the best deals, that would be the most efficient at their jobs and knowledgeable, Lord. And, Lord, I just thank you for favor for Julia, Lord, that she can get this done and taken care of quickly and easily. Lord, and I just speak a blessing over her life and over her home, Lord, and all of her family. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Oh, yes, thank you.
Keep trusting, and I know you do.
I will.
A testimony. You keep trusting and keep standing, and we'll be praying and believing with you for all the provision that you're needing during this time. The enemy that the word says that in the last days, the enemy will try to wear out the saints. And sometimes that's what it seems like, is that he'll come in from every avenue he can and try to hit us from several sides at once.
Yes,
but he loses, we won. And it just makes even a bigger testimony when God comes through
for us. Yes, I continue to pray for you and everybody. Like I pray for people. I said, we just have to keep the faith and, like I said, keep our eye on God, because all this stuff, he's trying to take my eye off of God. So God, he's sitting there saying, you know, this happened, that, and that. I said, but that's all right. He'll take care of all of that.
Right.
It's on him. He told me, give it to him. I gave it to him. So thank you, and God bless you.
Well, thank you, hon, for calling in, and thank you for the testimony, and I will talk to you again, and you have a good week.
Okay, you too. God bless you.
Good night. Give me a drink back there. Okay, 402-214. Is this Miss Sharon?
Hi, Jeannie. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing tonight?
Well, I was so happy to see you were on. And I really enjoyed your testimony. It was really nice.
Oh, thank you, hon. Thank you. Sometimes I get to kind of jumping around a little bit, and I probably lose people some, but I just depend on God.
It was all tying together. You weren't jumping around. I heard you say that, but I didn't think you were jumping around. I thought it was really great.
Good. Well, thank you.
I was thinking about that, you know, that boy. You know, it's hard to know as I was thinking about it when you were saying it, my first thought was, well, maybe God wanted her to pull him away from Satan and into the church. And then I thought, well, if he wanted that, he would have told her that, you know? He would have made you, you know, you were smart. Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Yeah, and, you know, as a kid that's 14 years old, most of the time you're not you're not really mature enough in the spirit for that to take on someone that may be. It takes someone a little more mature many times to do that.
Yeah, but it's scary. It's so sad that some, you know, young kids are getting caught in it. And
they are, for sure. You know, the kids, there's a natural hunger in people for the supernatural, because we are supernatural beings, and there's a place in us for God, and God is a supernatural God. But the young people and even adults that have not been around the supernatural of the Lord, even maybe are not aware of it or have always been taught that it was not real, that hunger is still there. And so some of them end up reaching into the occult because they're trying to fill that place of hunger for the supernatural things. You know, there's a natural curiosity about it, but, you know, to see is any of this real, but I think it's that we're made with a place in us that desires that supernatural and the awesome things of the Lord. And if people don't know to turn to God or are not familiar with that, then they'll turn many times to the enemy trying to satisfy that hunger there.
Right. And you know, Satan's biggest trick is to make people believe he doesn't exist. So one of the things I see him doing is telling people, oh, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You know, you can do whatever. You know, everybody goes to heaven. Everything's fine.
Yeah.
No biggie.
It depends on how people were raised. You know, if like I said, I was raised around the supernatural and you know, full gospel all my life. So from my earliest memories, I was aware of miracles and things like that, because there had been miracles in my own family. So it was never, I never had those questions as a child of, does God do miracles now? And does God answer prayer? And, you know, is God mighty? And is the devil real? I can remember as a child, like 5 years old, going to A.A. Allen meetings with my parents where demons were cast out and things like that. And, you know, back then.
Yeah. See, I didn't see any of that.
I was lucky.
I mean, I guess it's kind of a two-edged sword, but I didn't, you know, I don't mean to say you were lucky, but at least you were aware.
I was aware,
I was raised in the church, but we did not, back then, I don't know. I mean, I guess I got a lot just my communication with God one-on-one, you know?
Yeah.
But, I mean, I knew about all the supernatural, but it wasn't until I was older, you know, that I started learning about miracles and things like that. I mean, not older, but I mean, you know, 12, 13, you know, around that age. But I still didn't get it like an like the evangelist churches, we didn't do, you know, we didn't, in fact, they didn't even talk about the gifts of the Spirit when I was growing up.
Yeah, I'm sure, you know, I'll be honest, I've never even been in like a Baptist or Methodist church or anything, maybe once or twice in my whole life, went with a little friend or something when I was a kid, and I think once as an adult
right
with someone. So I'm not even, you know, I've heard a little bit on TV, but, you know, people typically, they won't talk about what they don't understand much. So, you know, I think typically in the denominational churches, those things really weren't discussed, and they kind of skipped over to more basic sermons that they had a little more confidence in preaching.
Right. Right. Well, I was, you know, I was raised Catholic. I've been a Catholic from birth. So, so it's a lot different than the Baptist church. My mom was raised Baptist in a Baptist church. And then she actually converted herself. She was drawn, you know, as a young child, and she would sneak to the Catholic priest for instructions and stuff. And she converted to Catholicism when she was little. And then, you know, but so the Catholic Church, we did talk about, you know, the Holy Spirit all the time. I mean, every day. But it still wasn't. We didn't talk about the gifts of the Holy Spirit, things like that. We never learned those things when I was young. You know, that's something that I learned when I was older.
Yeah. Well, did you have a specific prayer request that you in mind tonight?
Well, you know, I do, but at first I was hoping you would pray for me and see what God puts on your heart.
Sure. Lord, I thank you for sharing tonight. And Lord, I thank you, God, for answering her questions. Father, I thank you, Lord, that she has questions. And Lord, I thank you, Lord, that you have even put questions in her heart because you're the revealer, Lord. You're the one that brings revelation and understanding. And Lord, your desire is for to set our feet on solid ground. Your desire, God, is to solidify, Lord, I hear the word to solidify our belief system and to solidify our understanding, Lord. And I just thank you, Lord, for answering her questions, Lord. I thank you, Father, for dreams, even dreams of guidance, dreams, Lord, that would help paint pictures for her, Father, that would help bring understanding, and Lord, that you're even able to help her, Lord, in this to ask the right questions, because sometimes, Lord, sometimes we have to ask the right questions to get the answers that we're trying to find. So, Lord, I just thank you, God, even, Lord, for bringing connections, for bringing people her way, Lord, that would be a blessing and a benefit to her, Lord, in her spiritual growth and Lord, in sorting things out, Lord, in sorting things out, Lord, and those that she can sit and talk with, Lord, those that she can sit and share with and that they can share with her, Lord, those that she could have in confidence, Lord, one that she could trust, one that she could have confidence in, Lord, just to sit and discuss things, Lord, and to be able to bring enlightenment and to share those life experiences, Lord, that brings enlightenment in situations. And Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for bringing a peace to Sharon's heart. God, I thank you for helping her to know, God, that beyond all else, that you're with her and you're for her and you love her and that you are protecting her, God. And Lord, that we don't have to have all the answers all the time, Lord, that you're always shedding light and that you're always growing and trying to help us. And Lord, that you're bringing revelation and opening things up layer by layer. But Lord, even when we don't have all the answers, God, even when we don't know, that you're still protecting us, that you're still covering us, Lord, that you're still surrounding us with your love. Because Lord, sometimes there can be a feeling of, we can feel insecure in the lack of knowing. Lord, that sometimes when we think, you know, I don't know what to do here, or I don't know what to believe here, and we'll feel secure, we'll feel insecure in that lack of knowledge, or thinking, well, if I don't know, or what if I make a mistake, or what if I believe something that's not true, or you know, it can actually bring I would say an anxiety or a fear, maybe not to the level of anxiety, but it can bring a troubling to our heart. Because we're trying so hard to know truth. We're trying so hard to be on track and to be wise. You know, we're looking for wisdom and we're we're wanting to be have truth revealed to us so that we're not deceived. You know, there can be fear in deception, a fear
right.
of deception, even that someone can deceive us, and that it could cause us great harm in some way, whether it's financially, whether it's just in our intellect and things, but there can come a fear and deception. And so, Lord, I just thank you, God, that for bringing a peace to Sharon, God, that she will rest in you. And, Lord, that she will know that even in the process of the learning, Lord, that you are keeping her and you're guiding her, Lord, and that she is surrounded by your love. And, Lord, even that the angels encamp round about them that fear him and deliver them, Lord, that your angels are around her and that you're with her, Lord. And just as a father protects their child as they're growing and learning, Lord, that you are covering her, and Lord, that you have her and you are ever watchful and mindful of her every step and everything that concerns her. So just have the Lord say, cast your cares upon me, for I care for you. That rest in the learning process, rest as you're learning and as you're growing and as God is revealing and connecting you with those that will help you to have understanding and sort through all the varied things that maybe you've been exposed to or learned or heard, that you will rest in him, that he will bring you through to truth in being able, as the word says, to rightly divide the word of truth. So, Father, I thank you for that, and I thank you for bringing peace to Sharon, and, Lord, I thank you for the revelation and the understanding. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. Yeah, I really appreciate everything that you prayed for, everything you said. I do want to pray for healing in my relationships. And, you know, you already prayed for the protection and the wisdom, which is all exactly what I need.
Good. Okay. Well, Lord, I just thank you for working in the relationships that are around Sharon, Father, and Lord, giving her insight, and Lord, to be very sensitive, not only sensitive with her words and sensitive with how she communicates with those, but Lord, also sensitive to maybe the moods and the emotions and the situation that's going on with the others, because sometimes we don't know what's going on behind the scenes with someone, and we will take it as well, they weren't very friendly today, or they were this or that, and sometimes we just don't know what's going on behind the scenes that's maybe affecting the way they act that day or their emotions and the things that are on their heart. So, Lord, I just thank you, Father, that your word says that love never fails, and, Lord, so we just speak love into the relationships that are in Sharon's life, and Lord, that you connect her and those with those that would be a blessing, Lord, those that are divine connections, Lord, those that have purpose and destiny to them, and Lord, if there's any connections, any relationships in her life that would be harmful to her, Lord, that would not be pleasing to you, Lord, that you would disconnect her there, Father. And Lord, we just thank you for bringing peace, Lord. Even if we do disconnect with someone, Lord, that it's done in a way of peace and in a way of grace. And Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for teaching all of us how to be gracious and how to walk in love, but to walk in wisdom. The word says to be wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove. That we walk in wisdom with those individuals that are around us, whether they're just acquaintances, whether they're good friends, whether they're kinfolk, Lord, and that in all of it, that you would be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, sweetie.
Oh, you're more than welcome,
hon.
Thank you for calling in, and you have a blessed
yeah.
week.
Thank you. You too.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Two five one three four two. Okay.
Hey, this is Latrice from Alabama.
Hi, Miss Latrice. How are you, sweetie?
I'm doing fine. How you doing, Jenny?
I'm good, girl. I'm good.
All right, Lena.
Well, good to hear from you. Well, let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for Latrice. God, I thank you, God, for it's like I see the mother in the spirit that you are to others. It was like I was hearing the word maternal, and I'm thinking maternal, but it's like a mother in the spirit that God has made you to people around you, those and I just sense you feeding them, just like a mother feeds children around her, feeds her children, that you feeding them the word, feeding them in love, feeding them even teaching people how to act. That's the only way I know how to say it, how to act, how to respond to others, and how to be a woman of grace and a woman of how to carry yourself, I'm lost for words here of how to say, but just how to have grace and how to love and how to be to walk in authority, but yet in gentleness and in kindness, that the Lord using you to actually teach others, just like a mother would teach her daughters, of how to behave, how to communicate, how to respond, and things like that. And it's almost like I sense like a professionalism to you, sort of, that, and I don't like to use that word so much, but that you know how to carry yourself. You know how to walk in authority and yet be full of grace. You know how to be kind and yet how to be strong. And Lord, I just thank you, God, that how you have worked this and are working this in Latrice's life, Lord. And it's almost like a sense that sometimes there are people that we will work with that will, for lack of a better word, they will weary us some, that it's like we feel like, okay, we've gone round this mountain, honey, and we're still going around this mountain. And, you know, particularly if it's those that that we would consider more mature in the body, or those that would not be beginners, so to speak, maybe not young people, but those that might already be, how's the word? The word talks about those that said, by now you should be teachers yourself, but you're ever learning but never coming to word of truth. That sometimes there are those that they'll just seem to suck the lifeblood out of us, so to speak, suck our energy out, because it seems like we're kind of going through the same motions with some at times. And Lord, I just thank you, God, for bringing strength and energizing Latrice, Lord, for those that might at times weary her, Lord, that you will infuse her with energy all the more. And Lord, will teach her and give her the words, Lord, how to graciously help those, Lord, Lord, when it seems like sometimes people will get on just our last nerve, and we'll think you ought to be more mature than this by now. You ought to know how to handle this or how to do this by now. That Lord, that you're going to give her just always the exact right words and the exact right scriptures and the things and the prayers over them. The Lord, that will help them to break through to the next level. Some of those that seem to kind of stay stuck in the same place at times, and we're thinking, come on. So, Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for helping her there, Father. And, Lord, I thank you, God, for the younger ones that are coming on, Lord, that will be like a breath of fresh air to her. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for those new ones, for those new individuals, and those that that have the fire of the Lord and the zeal of the Lord, that, Lord, it'll be like a fresh new wind blowing, Lord, in that Latrice, Lord, will get to play a vital part, Lord, a vital part in training those individuals and helping those people, Lord, and teaching them, Lord, how to walk in power, how to walk in grace, how to walk in wisdom. Lord, I just thank you, God, for using Latrice, Father, for using her, and, Lord, the mother in the spirit that she is, Lord, that how she is going to help bring maturity and understanding and wisdom, Lord, that you're going to work through her, Lord, work through her hands. Father, I thank you, Lord, that you work through Latrice's hands, Lord, that her hands are your hands extended, Lord, and I thank you, Lord, for using her voice. And God, I just thank you for, Lord, re-energizing her. And Lord, just bringing great contentment, Lord, and provision to her. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for strengthening her body. Lord, I thank you, Father, for bringing strength to her back, strength to her knees. Lord, I thank you, Father, for bringing comfort to her. Lord, I thank you, Father, for touching her. Lord, I just thank you for touching her and bringing everything into alignment and everything into strength, Lord. And Father, for just renewal, Father, I thank you for renewal. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Amen. I just thank you.
You're more than welcome. Do you have trouble with your back, son?
Not really, unless I just do something, like lift something heavy or something like that. But for the most part, I'm in good health.
Good.
I had a little incident with my hip the other day. I hit it on a, I was trying to carry a ream of paper, and it was a little bit heavier. But other than that, I hadn't had any.
It just seemed like I saw, you know, saw a back and saw some, you know, like knees or legs on someone there. So that's why I brought it up. I know I've not gotten anything like that on you before, but it seemed like I was seeing that. So I thought, well, I'm going to bring that up. So
could be someone I will run into or one of my children, Lord, or somebody I need to pray for. But, I appreciate you doing it.
Well, was there anything in particular you were wanting prayer about, Latrice?
I do. I need a prayer for my sister, Bernice, and some unspoken prayers on my part. She is losing the thrive to live, and we ask that you bind that up with us. Agree with me as touching that she will resume normal activities.
Father, I come into agreement with Latrice, Lord, for Bernice, Lord, and we just speak the life of God to her, Lord, the joy of the Lord into her life, Father. Lord, the word says the joy of the Lord is our strength.
Amen.
And Lord, I thank you for just re-energizing Bernice, Lord, giving her a different outlook. Lord, a different perspective, Lord, of life, a different perspective of her situation, God. Because, Lord, as we're able to see ourselves in a good future and see ourselves in a time of blessing, as we see ourselves, Lord, then we begin to expect that. But people, that they can't see anything good ahead, they tend to give up hope and to think there's nothing left for me. So, Lord, I just thank you for touching Bernice, Lord, for lifting her heart, Lord, for changing her perspective, changing her outlook and her way of seeing things, Lord, for the comfort of God for her, Lord, for the joy of the Lord, Father, for touching her expectancy, God, so that she will expect a good future, Lord, so that she will expect healing and she will expect joyous times ahead of her, Lord, that her life is not over, the enjoyment of life is not done, Lord, that you still have things for her, Lord, that would be a blessing to her, Lord, things that would be a blessing for you, God. So, Lord, I just thank you for infusing her with joy and peace and even in excitement for looking ahead and seeing life, that life is still ahead of her, that there's still opportunities that lay ahead, Lord. And Father, I thank you for just bringing healing, Lord, for all pain being gone, Lord, for just lifting all pain from her life. Father, even for just bringing some new dreams and some new things for her to think about, some new expectations, Lord, and helping her, Lord, to contain her thoughts, Lord, giving her new thoughts, giving her thoughts that are from heaven, thoughts that will bring that are pleasing, that are good, that are light, or thoughts that are good, Lord, that will help change the atmosphere around her and help change the atmosphere in her. Lord, we just thank you. We come into agreement, Lord, for doing this thing. And we bless you, Lord, and we thank you, Lord, and Lord, we thank you for your great mercy towards us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah. And, Jenny, I do thank you yet again. I appreciate you and all your efforts.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate you too, Latrice.
Matter. Amen. And you have a blessed evening.
You too, hon. God bless you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Get a little drink right quick. I seem to go through a lot of water. Okay, let's see. 254-541. Who am I speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hello. Hi, this is Felicia.
Oh, hi, Felicia.
Hello.
Are you, you're in Alabama?
I'm in Texas.
Oh, okay, okay. There's more than one. I guess we have more than one, Felicia. Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, thank you for calling tonight. Thank you for, I don't know that I've ever prayed with you before. Or if you have, it's been a while. So, Lord, I just thank you, God, for Felicia, Lord, and I thank you, God, for the joy that she is to the body of Christ, Lord, for the joy that she is to you. Lord, I thank you, God, that you have put a great maturity in her, Lord. You have put Lord, you have put great gifting within Felicia. Lord, you have given her ears to hear and eyes to see. Lord, I'm having a hard time saying that word. An ability to see into things, an ability to see into the spirit. Lord, I thank you, Father. I thank you, Lord. I don't know if you have a seer gift, Felicia. I'm not aware, but it's like I'm seeing like you have an ability to see. Sometimes just in the natural, people can, you know, they have an ability to see through situations. But I'm really getting more that you're able to, like, see into the spirit, even like a seer's gift that's within you. To be very discerning in natural things, but like an ability to see into the spiritual things that God has gifted you in a seer realm in that way. Lord, I thank you, Father, that, Lord, that you've given Felicia feet to move swiftly, Lord, that she is able, Lord, that you are enabling her, Lord, to move swiftly through situations and, Lord, to get answers to things quickly, Lord. Father, I thank you, Lord, even an ability to be a problem solver, that ability to work through things quickly, to move through to from level to level in a quick pace. And Lord, I thank you, Father, for connecting her, God, with those that are purposeful relationships, God. Lord, I thank you, God, for connecting her to kingdom connections, Lord, those that have purpose in her life, those we have acquaintances in our life that are just enjoyable people, those that maybe are neighbors and various one things. But then there are people that are key people to our destiny and to our future that are key people. There's some that we learn from. There's things that we glean from them that are everlasting type lessons. And there's other people that will help connect us, that will help draw us up higher and bring us up higher. There's people that are connectors that they are a connector that connects us to another situation or another person or another place. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for those purposeful relationships, Lord, that you have planned and that you have set before her, Lord, that you bring in place. And Lord, I thank you, Lord, for helping her to recognize when she has come in contact with one of those, Lord, that situations or people, Lord, that she'll just know the difference. She'll know the difference in those that are a kingdom connection and those maybe that are just nice acquaintances that are enjoyable. And, Lord, that she would even have the ability to see if there are those that the enemy has sent to be distractions that would actually slow her pace or would just bring discontentment, would bring would bring trouble or things like that along her way. And Lord, I thank you, Father, for just working in her life. Lord, I thank you for establishing her way. Lord, that you will, like the voice behind her says, this is the way, walk you in it. Lord, for just establishing her path and establishing her way, Lord, and keeping her, Lord, moving from glory to glory, from step to step, Lord. Father, I thank you, Lord, that you have plans for her, Lord, that are established by you alone. Lord, there are plans for her life that you have established and that you have planned. And Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for helping her to see that and to walk in that in Jesus' mighty name. And Lord, I bless her. I bless her finances. I bless her body. I bless even her home and where she lives and her job and, Lord, all those things that she's connected to. Lord, I speak a blessing over them and over her in Jesus' name. Amen. Are you still there? Okay. I lost you there for a second. Well, how are you doing tonight, and is anything going on that you want to talk about with us?
Well, I appreciate you. I want you to know that that prayer blessed my soul. That's a part of my issue, so you tap right into the right place.
Well, thank you, Jesus.
Yes, thank you. Every word you prayed, especially at the beginning, you got it. You had that. That was it. That was exactly the. That was it. You got the word of the Lord on that. And yes, absolutely. I want. Of course, I'm going to go back and rewind and write all this down. But what you said and prayed was accurate. Was accurate, so accurate. And you know, I just a little prayer. You know, sometimes I don't like to bring this up, but I do bring it up every now and then. You know, just. I'm just a lonely person.
Yeah.
I'm just lonely. I pray for people. I minister to them. And you're right. I do a lot of, you know, I pray for people and I give them what I sense and the, you know, if there's a prophetic word, I try to speak it. But, at the same time, I'm just, sometimes yeah. I just be so sad and so lonely, and I just hate being here. And so,
I understand. You know, it seems, and I've gone through this season myself, and somewhat in that season now, that it seems like the Lord is like the things and the people that we're around. We're no longer around anymore. We're no longer connected with those things. And sometimes it just seems like we go through seasons, like the Lord has set us aside for himself. And I know at times there's a timing with things, you know, particularly when we're transitioning and we're between one place and another, or one thing and another. But it seemed like a lot of different ones. I've heard a lot of people through the years that have gone through that of an alone time, you know, just like when Jesus went into the desert for 40 days and nights, as he fasted, you know, when he was there, of course, he was there for the purpose to be tempted of the enemy. But, you know, I still at times I think, well, gosh, while he was in the desert, there was nobody else there in the wilderness. There was nobody there with him. There was nobody around him, you know, other than the enemy trying to tempt him. And I thought how lonesome that would be, you know, how alone you would feel or could feel out there in the wilderness by yourself like that. And, you know, I've heard so many others, and like I said, myself too, that we walk through seasons where it's kind of just us and God, or, you know, we may have a person or one or two people, but anyhow, just pulled aside. You know, it's like the Lord pulls us to himself. And I think, you know, during those times that God just, you know, he calls out to us to lean on him. And sometimes he's developing things ahead of us, but there's a timing issue involved very often. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for just reaching out, Lord, and just embracing Felicia, Lord, and just touching her heart. Father, that you just feel her heart and that lonesome feeling, Lord, that longing for companionship, that longing to have others, friends around her, family around you, Lord, that longing for someone that cares and someone that would just share her experiences, would share the conversations and love. Lord, that you would just embrace her, God, and just pour out your love on Felicia, Lord, that she will hear your voice in the sense of knowing that you never leave her, never forsake her. Now, Father, I thank you, Lord, for bringing the kingdom connections and bringing friendships and bringing those along beside her, Lord, that can walk with her, Lord, through each season. And, Lord, even at times when those friends, they change from one season to the next, we may have one or two friends in one season, and then that is completed, and they fade into the sunset, so to speak, that, Lord, that you bring new connections and new acquaintances to walk with us in the new seasons, in the next season. And, Lord, I just thank you, God, for bringing joy to Felicia, Lord, for bringing a peace to her and a contentment to her, Lord. But I thank you, God, for bringing those alongside, Lord, that would be true friends. Lord, those that would have her heart and interest, that would care for her, and, Lord, that they could just share together. Lord, those, you know, even friends just to go out and eat with, or to sit and drink coffee with, or to watch a movie with, you know, just those that enjoy our company, or those that actually want to spend time with us, Lord. And Lord, I thank you, Father, that in the purpose, Lord, that it be kingdom connections, Lord, those that will be a blessing, or those that will be a blessing to Felicia, Lord. And Father, I thank you for visiting her home, Lord, and that your presence would fill her home and would fill her heart. And Lord, that she will have those days, Lord, even in the night, Lord, that you would give her dreams, Lord, that would bring a great peace and a joy and expectancy to her. And Lord, that when she wakes in the morning, that she will feel your love as soon as her eyes open, Lord, that she'll feel your love first and foremost for her. And Lord, I thank you just filling her life with joy, filling her, Lord, with love and that sense of belonging. Lord, just as your word says, that we are accepted into the beloved, that we are part of a family of God. We are family, Lord. We're not just all each saved and all going to heaven, Lord, but the body of Christ is a family, Lord. And even though at times we're not all together, that shall be someday, but that our hearts are knitted together, Lord. Our minds have the same purpose in you of loving you and growing in you and accomplishing those things you've set us here for. So, Lord, I thank you for your peace and your love and your grace, Lord. And I thank you, God, for connecting Felicia to those people and those relationships that you have for her, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much.
I'm glad you called in tonight, hon, and just, you know that we are all family. I mean, the body of Christ, we're children of God, and we are family. Even though we're separated, we're family. And won't you know that we love you, that I love you, that the PGN group love you, and we appreciate you so much.
I appreciate you. And before I let you go, let me say a quick prayer for you, and then I'll let you go, if that's okay.
Sure.
Thank you for ministering to me. I bless the Lord for you, and this is all I got. The place where the rubber meets the road. That's it.
Okay.
For you, a place where the rubber meets the rope, where the rubber meets the rope, something will be required of you. There will be a place, a point that you're coming to, or you're at already. Either you're at or you're coming to where the rubber meets the rope. This is it. Yeah. And so we thank you, Lord, for that. And thank you for ministering to me. I bless you. Thank you so much. You blessed me and encouraged me, and I'm encouraged. But, yeah, that's what I pray for you, whatever that means.
Thank
the rubber
you, yeah.
meets the rope.
I
that's
receive
the place.
It. I receive
you
it.
Make a decision. Either you're already experiencing that or you're coming to that place. And so thank you, God, that she will make the right decision. She is led by the Spirit. We thank you, Father, for that in Jesus' name, where the rubber meets the rope. There you go.
Amen.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
Thank
and
you.
Have a good night, okay?
Good night. All right.
Okay.
Right. 951-966. Who am I speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Regina from California.
Hi, Regina. Let me write this down right quick. I'm good. I'm good. Good to speak with you tonight. Father, I thank you tonight for Regina. And Father, I thank you. It's like I'm hearing a place called there. And I've heard many sermons through the years about a place called there. And it's a God assigned place. It's being in the right place at the right time, for God's purposes, for what God has and God's blessings. It's planning us and putting us in the right place at the right time. And Father, I thank you, God, Lord, for working in Regina's life. Lord, I thank you, Father, that I'm just hearing that you won't miss it, that you won't miss it. Lord, I thank you, Father, for coordinating things in her life. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for establishing things in her life. And God, I thank you, Lord, for even settling or calming her fears about missing things, calming her fears about making making mistakes or being out of timing or we all have those times that we worry about, okay, is this really the right thing to do? Is this really the right timing to do this? Is this really the right people? Is this really we second guess ourselves sometimes about the decisions, that even decisions that we've really prayed about and have really sought God about, then sometimes we will have a feeling of God, is this really it? You know, we'll second guess ourselves, and it will tend sometimes to bring a little fear or uncertainty in our choices and what we're doing. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for guiding Regina, Lord, that you have established her feet. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that you have established her path, God. And I thank you, Lord, that you are right on time, God. Lord, that you are right on time, God. And, Lord, that you put us, you make us right on time, children of God. You put us in the right place at the right time for the right purpose. Lord, that we connect with your blessings, that we connect with the blessings of God, Lord, and that we connect with the purposes of God, Lord, that we connect with those next steps, Lord, that we stay in step with you because you have us at the right place at the right time. And, Lord, I thank you, God, for teaching us how to stand still when we need to stand still, Lord, and for helping us to move forward when it's time that we run. When you say run, we stand still when we stand still, Lord, and we walk Lord, we just be in timing with you. Lord, we're just in timing with you. And Lord, I thank you, God, for the voice that you've given Regina. And Lord, I thank you for the favor of God that you have given her. Lord, that your favor goes with her. Lord, that when you send her out with favor. Lord, when you send her out with favor. And Lord, that doesn't, you know, if we try to step out on our own, we may not always have the favor of God that's going before us and going with us, but when God sends you, he sends you with his favor. And so, Father, I thank you for all that you're doing in her life and around her life. And, Lord, I thank you for connecting her. And, Lord, I thank you for bringing peace in the hearing, Lord, that bringing a peace in her confidence of hearing and even in, Lord, as she moves with you, Lord, that she'll have a peace and a confidence that, no, I did hear God. This does feel right because I have a peace, and that's the peace of God is always our guide. That's how we know, okay, this is the right decision because it feels right. You know, I have a peace of God about it. You know, because many times we may have three or four different options ahead of us, and each option may have its own good points. It'll have all its pros and cons, you know, and even the wrong choice in the natural looking at it can have some pros to it, and we'll think, well, you know, this has this and this and this, but the peace of God will only be, that one will be with what's really the right thing, you know, is we'll feel that peace and that ease in our spirit that says, yep, this is it. So, Lord, I just thank you, God, for speaking to Regina, and, Lord, I just thank you, God, for your peace and your confidence, Lord, that you're putting in her, that she hears and that she hears you clearly. And, Lord, I thank you for the influence that she is. Lord, I thank you, Father, that she is an influencer, that she is one that has influence in the lives of others. And, Lord, I bless her And I praise you for her life and for all that you're doing in her life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Wow. That was confirmation.
Oh, great. Good. That's always good to know.
And, yes, that's confirmation on the issue I was facing Thursday. And fear did kick in, and then Friday I was like, okay, Lord, you know, I know I just have to stand on faith, and I had to just really start it just thinking, okay, you've already done this, and you know, I had to look back on what God's already done. So I'm like, if you've done this, then I know you can do this, and I'm not going to just, like, let what I see bring so much fear and make me lose faith. So this weekend I was like, okay, no, I'm not going to accept what I see.
Uh-huh.
And Sunday night I got a text message from to confirm what was going on. And now this is definitely a confirmation.
Awesome.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. God is telling you that you do hear and also to follow the peace of God and not always reason.
Yes.
So praise God. Well, thank you, Jesus,
amen,
for bringing confirmation to you.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you so much. I just want to know if you could pray for my daughters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, of course I'm praying for their salvation. And, you know, just our relationship. It's
wow.
getting better.
Okay.
But just, yeah, the communication.
Sure. Yeah. Father, I just, Lord, family, Lord, is always been at the center of your heart, God. Lord, you sent Jesus because you wanted a family and because you desired to redeem us back to you. And Lord, I just speak love. I just speak love and understanding into the relationship, into the family relationship, Father, for Regina and her daughters, Lord, that grace and love, that love have its perfect work. Lord, that understanding, Lord, we may not all look at things the same way. We may have a different way of viewing things, Lord, but grace and love has a way of softening all of the edges, Lord, that sometimes it may feel like we're trying to put a square peg into a round hole because we're all different. We're all individuals, and we have different ways of viewing things and understanding things, But Lord, I thank you that you're able to soften the edges so that, Lord, so that peace prevails. And not only peace, Lord, but enjoyment, that we're able to enjoy one another despite differences or despite different ways of seeing things. That we just have, we're all unique. We're all uniquely made, Lord. But Father, I just thank you, God, for bringing the common ground, which is the love of family, the love of a mother for her daughters, the love of daughters for their mother, the love of daughters for their siblings.
Yes.
And, Lord, I just thank you, God, for we just, as Bill said, that blood is thicker than water. Lord, we know that your blood has more power than anything in it. So, Lord, we just speak the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus over this family and the love of God over this family, Lord. Lord, that strife would never have any place. Lord, that disagreements, any kind of strife, because where there's strife, there's every evil work. So, Lord, we just thank you for peace and joy, Lord, for conversations going in the way that would bring laughter and just enjoyment of one another, Lord, that they just learn how to intermingle and enjoy one another and to bring out the best in one another. And Lord, we just speak a blessing. I speak a blessing over this family and the peace of God and the love of God over this family. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Well, thank you for calling in. I'm glad I was able to get to you. I think I'm just about out of time here. So, was there anything else you want to pray about before we go?
No, that's it. I know you're running out of time. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Oh, thank you. God bless you too, hon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Now, thank you, everyone, for calling in tonight, and thank you to each and every one that that waited for their turns. And just let you know that I appreciate you, and I pray for many of you even during the week when the program's not going on. But I just speak a blessing over you and hope that you have a wonderful week in the Lord and that you feel his love and his presence each and every day. Randy will be on at 9 p.m. He'll be ready to come in. So if anyone that didn't get in to prayer tonight wants prayer, be sure and call back into Randy's program. He told me earlier that the Lord had given him some revelation about the mark of the beast, so I think he's going to be speaking on that tonight, and I'm going to tune in myself to hear what the Lord has shown him. So God bless you, God keep you, and his love shine upon you. Amen.